Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. This one today, I want to share with you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. And here it is. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. If you are feeling are you feeling desperate about something and anxious about it? Are you feeling uncertain about anything? Are you at a loss for words? Is your direction unclear? How about that? If you can't find your purpose, that's a good one. That stops a lot of people. If you don't know what your next move is, that's a good one. I don't care what it is. If the relationship you're in is all wrong and you don't know how to get out of it, it doesn't matter. There's a solution to all your problems and situations. And that solution, without trying to sound like I've been knowing this my whole life, because I haven't. That solution to all your problems, that way to make all your dreams come true, the way around a lot of this and the weakness that you feel at times is prayer. Prayer, a connection with your Creator. Could that be the thing that's missing in your life? I'm just asking. Because whenever I get a little bit off track, all I got to do is think just a moment. Steve, have you been praying, man? Have you been connecting with your Creator? I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. And I know at the end of the day, you're done. And sometimes crawling into bed is all you can manage to do. I've said this. It happened to me last night. Again, I did all of this. But when I look and when I see things not moving, or I don't feel like things are going in the right direction, or I have a sense of being stagnant, all I got to do is retrace it. Because I'm working. There's no doubt about that I'm working. But am I staying connected? Am I using that weapon that's available to all of us? Am I praying? And the answer is usually no. And so I know, okay man, I'm getting off track here. Because, see, let me tell you something, man. The reason I constantly talk to God is because life constantly changes. People who said they was going to do something for you one day have changed their mind the next. Somebody you thought was going to show up that day, called in late, had an accident, and couldn't make it. That changes the parameters of everything. The meeting you had set up that had to be canceled because somebody was ill, that changes the parameters, the time frame of everything, because it's all connected. So if I don't stay in constant prayer and stay connected to the Creator, when these things happen, I've not put in my bid. I've not talked to Him about how to handle it, or I'm just not aware of it and what to do next. And the next thing you know, it becomes a little stagnant. That has happened to me. I got to get back. Because prayer is the solution to all of my problems and situations. I have found that to be the case. Now, the only reason I'm telling it to you is because I know if you anything like me slash human being, then there are times that you feel anxious. There's moments of desperation. You have moments of uncertainty. There are times when you feel like you've lost your way, or your direction is unclear, or your purpose is a little blurred. You're not sure anymore, or you don't know what your next move is, or the relationship you in, or the relationships you dabbling in, they're just all wrong for you. Man, there is a solution to all your problems and situations, and it's prayer. If you're suffering from any of the things I just listed or any other thing you could think of, just check your prayer. What has your prayer been lately about it? And this is for everybody. I often find when I get that disconnection, man, my prayer done slipped off. I start feeling a little bit less, so I got to jump back on it. I'm just offering you a solution to it, man. And I'm giving you a solution that works 1,000% for sure. See, I ain't guessing at this one. I'm telling you what has happened in my life, how I did it, and it'll do for you. God is filled with mercy and grace. He knows we all messed up. He knows all of us have done some jacked up things that don't nobody know about. He know all about our past, man. He know all of that. But He is so full of grace and mercy, so full of 55th chances. But you know the thing about your life, though, and the thing I had to come to terms with, and the reason I don't let my past bury me, the reason I don't let my past define me, is because my past, I found out, were just the ingredients needed for me to make this cake I'm eating now. My past is just my ingredients. See, you don't get rid of your past. They ain't gone nowhere. They are the ingredients. But when you put them with something else, they look better. They taste better. It is better. All of our past are just the ingredients that have become the cake we eating now. Now, if you don't like the way your cake tastes, then you got to start putting some other ingredients in there. Just because you started off and your cake was messed up don't mean you can't straighten out the flavor of your cake. You got to put some different ingredients in there. So let's say your cake is trifling tasting. It's bitter. Your cake is bitter. Well, you got to dilute the bitterness. You got to put some more goodness in there. So you got to put some goodness ingredients to take away the taste of the bitterness. So you got to put some different ingredients in there. You got to start living your life a little more kindly, a little more thoughtful, a little more sharing, a little more caring. And then after a while, man, those new ingredients combined with that bitter, it starts overshadowing the bitter taste, because the bitter taste is further behind you now. See, something that happened to you 12, 15, 30, 25, 16 years ago ain't got to be the flavor that's in your mouth now, unless you let it be. It's the ingredients, man. If you sick of the way your cake tastes, then change your ingredients. Put something else in your cake mix so you can get a better taste.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour on this brand new Tuesday morning. Man, ain't you glad you were live today?
Yes,
what
yes,
a blessing,
yes.
man. What an opportunity to wake up and do it all again, man.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't gotten it right, he woke you up to give you another chance to get it right.
That's
if you got
right.
something you ain't got yet, he gave you another chance to get up and get it. Whatever you want, you got a chance to ask for it. You have not because you ask not. Now, let's be about it today. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks again for inviting us to your show yesterday. We had
we'll
a
talk
blast.
About that in a minute. Carla Farrell, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Good morning, Bob.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
And the food.
Filthy. Hello. Oh, wait, he's...
Oh, yeah.
I'm fool one, you fool two. I don't know why we keep bumping like
fool
this.
Fool two.
Good morning, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, man. Y'all came on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. You embarrassed me a little bit, but it was good.
I don't think we did at all.
Yeah.
No. God,
it's
just...
always
we
saw the
shame
of us.
Yeah.
It ain't that. No, it's just, you know, it's got a couple of amateurs that come on. You know, looking at the monitor too long.
I was reading what you were reading.
That's what I wanted to see. I understand.
I was reading his teleprompter.
Junior, you wasn't that bad. You were,
is it safe to say y'all. We ain't going to be at ass back on
that? Well, Jay been on the show, and Jay done TV shows. He done had sitcoms and stuff. So Jay know how to watch the third wall. Tommy good at it, too, for being in theater and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other three.
What are the three?
Just say it, Steve.
Just say it. You know. I was looking at the wrong camera.
The whole time. The whole time.
I call them sketch. I call them sketch.
What is that, Steve?
KC. Shirley Kill Carla. Sketch.
I ain't never been on TV.
Yeah,
with
y'all
you
was
before.
Good. Yeah, you know, but y'all fine. Look nice though. Y'all the ladies.
We cleaned up well. Yes,
yeah.
We did.
You look nice too.
Well,
yeah.
He always mm-hmm. butter.
Yeah.
Tommy, you brought somebody in for the show, didn't you?
Yeah. I brought the first lady in with me. She came to hang out with me.
Wifey? All right
wifey.
Now.
Yeah. Wifey hung out with me.
All right.
Real good time. She enjoyed. She loves Steve, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister was there. She was so happy.
Oh, was she?
Unbelievable.
Was she?
I mean, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Man.
To the end of my life with her. I'm caught up with
she's
her.
She's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to ask the producers, because you know Steve doesn't know, so we'll have to call back, ask one of the
what?
Producers of the show, when the air date, when the show that we were on will
ought
air, because we know
show.
You don't know. See, he doesn't know.
But you know what?
That now
our luck, we'll all get cut out.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, because yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all ass got two segments.
We need to quit tripping.
Really, two segments. And,
two segments.
You know, really, come on, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
that,
a lot.
That was
that
great.
Was very nice.
Yeah, grateful. Thank you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Smile a lot. Smiling is the key, you know, on television. Mm.
Okay.
If you ain't smiling, you look real regular.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just being on is a lot for me, so thanks
yeah.
a lot.
I actually yeah. want your show. I ain't gonna lie to you. I want it. I had that
Man.
Much fun. I want one of these.
Well,
your name
you
all over that
though.
Building.
It was a lot
you
of fun.
Quit, you can quit wanting this show. No, what you meant to say was you want a show.
A show.
You
a
can
show.
Immediately
my bad. My
quit
bad.
Wanting this show.
No way, no how.
I'm sorry.
All right, it's time for something funny. Junior is here with the truth be told.
Truth
we'll
be told.
Coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. Junior's here with Truth Be Told.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Junior.
Look here. Oh, man, we got a good one today. Truth Be Told is simple. Just some situations people be going through.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
They write in to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we help them with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can take the advice or you can leave. It don't really make us no difference.
But truth be told.
But the truth will be told.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's take this for instance. Good morning, Junior. I listen to the show every morning on my way to school, and I hate when it's time to get out the car.
Aww.
I'm an 18-year-old high school senior in Dallas preparing for my senior prom. Mm. I'm too ashamed to say what school I go to. Well, let's just say just because. The problem, I have been preparing for prom for months, hitting every mall in the area, trying to make sure that I'm fresh for the prom. This is supposed to be the most lit event of the school year. I don't know what lit is, but
off the chain.
Okay. Yeah. School year, and I was excited. Now, for months, I had been asking where to buy tickets and trying to find out what venue we would be using, only to get answers like, we trying to find an entertainer to come out and perform for you guys, so just be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, after months of asking, I finally got an answer. An announcement was made by our principal saying that the class of 2017 will be holding our senior prom in the back of an unspecified church. What? There will be no tickets. However, entrance will be paid for at the foyer of the church. There were also no takers for a performance at our prom. I don't want to miss my senior prom, but this is not what I had in mind. I feel like I haven't had anyone be truthful about anything and just want some feedback on what to expect. Well, I'll tell you right now, truth be told, I don't know what you expect. I ain't never had prom at the church.
Wow.
You can have a prom at the church. Okay, cool. What you want us to do? Nobody I know in this building had church at a prom.
No.
You don't know what to expect. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You're not even going to prom. You go on the service. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. See, prom is what I went to.
Yeah, yeah.
I get the slow drag.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Get a little kiss here uh-huh. and there. Mm-hmm. You know, the little photo. Where you going, there is no prom king and queen. Ain't but one king in there.
All right.
You can't sit up in there and talk about we king and queen. Not in here.
You're going to a revival.
And yeah. what?
You're
what?
Church.
You're going to church. You're not going to prom, sir. Let's just expect that. Now, here's my question, though, is... What church,
uh-huh.
what desperate foreclosed church is this for you to take on a prom? You know this church. Come on, y'all know this is a Baptist church right here. I don't know which one it is. But they about to be foreclosed, though. Because if you take a prom on a Friday night when you know you got choir rehearsal in one room, there's a wake in another room, the prom going on in the back, you know this is a Baptist church. And I understand y'all can't find nobody to perform. At the prom.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, you can't find nobody to perform at the prom because the people y'all listen to don't go to church.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get the Amigos up at y'all prom at the back of the church.
Bad and
you
bougie.
Can't hear Bad and Bougie
uh-huh.
in here.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't no Lil Uzi up in here. You ain't no little Mac, no little 9mm. You can't have all that at this church.
No.
Now, here's some people y'all can get.
Okay.
Shirley Caesar ain't doing nothing. Shirley Murdoch available. Have y'all thought about Donnie McClurkin?
Mm.
Don't Kirk Frank Stump. Don't Kirk Frank Stump.
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Right there. Get Kirk
Stump. They ain't
come
got the money for them people, man.
Okay, they ain't got to have them. Them the ones that can perform now. I don't see nobody else they can use. I really don't. Now, there are some events I'd like to tell you about that you need to expect.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One's called Altar Call. Y'all will be having Altar Call. Y'all already dressed for church. Y'all got nice tuxes on and dresses.
Uh-huh.
That's something you got. Offering is coming round at this church.
Okay.
So you can prepare for that.
Okay.
Okay. And then last but not least, since y'all already dressed, church announcements. Might as well get ready for them. Y'all just everybody sit down.
Hear some church announcements.
Hear some church announcements. Because y'all going
to
be in the sanctuary.
I'd like to give them a suggestion.
What's that on?
You can get the 8 blind boys out of Cleveland.
Just saying.
Do 8 blind boys?
Yeah. But ain't none of them blind, though. They just do that to get to work. They can all see.
They just do that for the show.
Yeah, that's just the name of the group. They wear dark glasses. And they sway back and forth like Ray Charles.
But they're not really blind at all.
No, but as soon as the show would, they all drive home separate.
Oh, they put on a good show, too. They run into everything. Well, that's it, truth be told.
I don't know what to tell y'all,
what to expect, man. You just expect that for your prom this year, man. And understand this. This is the only time you got to do it. That's it. This is the only time.
Mm. That is different, huh?
Yeah. At the church, early.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know. The revival
what
slash
do I
prom.
Expect?
Yeah.
Expect Creflo Dollar to walk
don't
by a couple times.
No fun. That's what you
Right. No fun.
None whatsoever.
Some stories, guys. Just some quick things. I didn't know this about you men.
What's that?
What?
This is according to a new survey. It says 63% of men think that women mainly wear makeup to trick people into thinking they're attractive.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
You guys think that?
Well, Shirley, there are some that don't need to take it off. Okay. What I mean by that, Carla, is there are some people that look completely different underneath there, and that's wrong to trick somebody like that.
That's it's bad. It's a prank.
Yes.
Where's the lady that was here first? What happened? Yeah.
What you guys are trying to say is that makeup is meant to enhance what you already have, not to cover up.
My auntie is a beautiful woman, but if she take that makeup off, she look just like Marvelous Marvin Hagler. That's just what that is.
I'm with you.
What are you saying, Steve?
Here's the deal.
What?
Men cannot complain about this. We do things to trap, and they do things to be trapped.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
I know.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, so I don't understand what even the complaint can be. We do stuff to trap that's unscrupulous.
Mm-hmm.
Every man in here done lied to trap a chick before. Every man in here done lied.
Ooh.
So now guess what?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, keep it 100.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
They got some get trap tricks.
Well, the makeup is a lie.
Corsics, Spanx, all these is get trap
get
tricks.
Weaves.
Yeah.
Heels, nail polish,
all
everything.
All this. Yeah. That's the game, brothers.
No kids, stuff like that.
What?
You go over there and it's like we are the world. These damn children come in, you ain't said nothing about.
I had that happen. I can't do it.
All right, coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call. We'll be back.
All right, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, we got Miss Ann, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, come on, Tommy, let's run that prank back.
We're going to run it back, Unc. I got Repo Man for you. That's right, Repo Man. Everybody has been involved in some kind of capacity.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach a please.
This
is him. How are you? My name is Robert. I'm with the collection agency. You do own a Sierra 2003 GMC truck, am I correct?
Yep.
Okay, we're... Don't show that we've had any payments within the last, I guess, about close to 4 months now. And we want to try and stop having to come in and repossess it. Maybe we give you a chance to bring your payment in, but we haven't had a payment from you in about 4 months, sir.
No, I just want to pay my truck. I had changed some financial. I'm with the other bank. I don't remember with them no more. Yeah, I've been paying all the time. It's direct deposit from my account. I ain't worried about that.
Well, I'm with, they've turned you over to us. I'm with, collection agency, and we haven't gotten anything from you. I don't show any paperwork here on the computer at all that we've had any payments made within the last 4 months. So that's why they...
No, I've been paying it. I don't know how they turned it over to y'all without my permission. They can't never turn my tires and my truck over to y'all and pay y'all. I don't even know y'all.
Well, I understand that, sir. What happens is if you haven't paid it in a certain amount of time, it actually comes over to the collection agency, and that's what they've done. They've actually sent it over to us. And they've given us pretty much all the information on you. I guess it's a goldish type of color Sierra 2003 GMC truck, from my understanding. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's my truck.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to need from you today, Jeremy, is for you to come in and make a payment to us this evening for 4 months so we can so we don't have to come in and repossess your truck. And I don't want to have to do that, but if I have to send a wrecker out there to you, I have your address on file as well. I don't want to have to send anybody out to pick it up.
Hey, hold on, partner. Slow down. Y'all not coming to get my truck, and I'm not paying y'all for no 4 months. I've been paying my truck no on time every month. That's a done deal.
Sir, I don't want to get in a back and forth with you, but I'm telling you exactly how it's going to go. Now, I'll come out there and repossess it myself, but I'm telling you.
Hey, look, partner, slow down. Look, that's not even where we got to go with that. You don't need to be screaming and fussing and chaotic and come get it yourself and all that stuff. You ain't with my truck. That's gonna be that.
All right, wait, hang on, let's back up because I'm a man just like you're a man. What do you mean it's gonna be that? What are you saying? What are you saying to me, son?
I'm telling you, look, I'm telling you that I paid my truck note and that's a final. I don't know who you are.
Well, let's get. I've already stated to you before. I'm with an agency, and let's get one thing straight. You don't tell me. I tell you. Now,
hey. Dude, calm down. We're on the phone. It don't make no sense talking, over the phone or whatnot. You can come get the truck. My truck right here at work. I'm right here. You can come try to get my truck. You can come over here.
Sure, I'm already aware of where you work and the whole nine yards. Now, I'm trying to be as cordial with you as I can. Now,
but
you can.
You're not being cordial. You talking about coming get my truck when I told you I'd be paying my So, you know, you should have dropped that and been like, all right, I'm going to check with somebody else and check with somebody else and make sure I'm right. And then call me back.
I'm telling you, you haven't paid anything. That's what I'm telling you. I've got it listed on the computer. You've been turned over, an agency, and you haven't done it. You haven't done a thing.
Well, you stupid. You wasting your breath screaming and hollering over the phone like that, because that ain't going to do me or you no good. If you ain't getting no money from me, then you ain't coming with my truck. Well, matter of fact, you could come with my truck. I'm going to be at my truck and I'm going to wait on you. What time are you going to be there?
It doesn't make any difference, sir. You're going to get repossessed tonight. If I don't get 4 months payment, definitely. If I don't get 4 months payment brought into me, collection agency, your truck will be taken care of.
Hold on. Listen, man, hold on. If I get that shit with me, you kind of serious. Go with my truck. Hey, look, stop screaming at me over the phone, partner.
You quit cursing at me. That's what's wrong.
You, man. Man, you got me twisted. Look, my truck parked right outside. You can come over here and get it. I'll be sitting on that waiting for you.
Look, you know what? I'm at the point I don't give a about this job. I'm ready to come kick your That's what I'm ready to do. Call him back, Kat.
Hello?
I don't need a little scared hanging up the phone. You stand here like a man and you handle your problems.
Hey, hold on. I'm at work. I can't be dealing with that, man. I gotta make the work, bro. You stop calling my phone.
I'm at work, too, doing my job the same way you're doing yours.
Hey, well, make your money. Do your job. Come get
I got one more thing I want to say to you before you go. Are you listening?
No, I'm listening. What you say, partner?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by s***.
you got all my teeth trimmed in. Man.
You all right, man?
Nah, I'm not all right. I'm on top of this roof, man. I'm talking to my cooler. I'm upset. You got me about to jump on this roof trying to get to my truck.
She told me, man. She said, that boy loved that truck.
Yeah, that's my truck, man. That's my only transportation, man. That's two and four to work.
I hear you. Hey, man.
Oh, man, you got my truck. Yeah, you got it, bro. You got it pretty good.
Hey, I got to ask you, man. Tell me, brother, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, no doubt. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There it is. Repo Man.
Repo Man.
No, that is not funny.
I'm just saying.
Your prized possession.
One of these days.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tomorrow is the big night. Dallas, Texas. I am here right now. It's going down at the JBL. That's the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters. It is Mama's Boy. Come check me out. It's me. It's Robin Gibbons. Columbus Short. Jackie Harrod. The list goes on. Columbus Short. The list goes on and on. And, of course, myself and the one and only Eugene Antoine Ferguson.
The Butterfly.
All right. Putting it down. Tickets on sale right now.
Congratulations. All right. You guys ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Cursing.
All right. We know who is.
Oh, hell no.
What cursing makes you stronger.
It does.
Apparently. New study has found that if you curse while you're working out in particular, you will perform better. That's what the new study says. Researchers out of Keele University in England had a bunch of 21-year-olds pedal on a stationary bike as hard as they could once while, you know, they were cursing and once while they weren't cursing. Well, they were letting the curse words fly. Their performance was up 4% better than when they were just, you know, not cursing, just clean.
I don't want to be 4% strong.
Cursing helps everything. Gets your point across.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Yeah. I've tried to do shows without cursing. I see people do it. How the hell they do that? I don't know.
That's the check.
I don't do it. I can't.
It has helped me to stay healthy.
Cussing?
I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't suffer with depression. I don't have ulcers. Because I get it out. I get it out. Cussing has benefited me greatly, man. I don't know where I'd be without it.
Miss Ann is up next with our headline news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did you guys hear about this one? This is crazy. The FBI recently revealed the birth dates of many serial killers, which in turn gives us some insight into which zodiac signs are the most dangerous. All right, check this out. Cancers Uh-oh, Junior. Are the most dangerous since they tend to be passive-aggressive and very jealous, which could result in them committing more crimes, including murder. What sign are you, Junior?
Cancer.
Okay. Surely ain't no sickle cell serial killers, though.
Okay, Sagittarius. Wow. Anyone anyone in the room Sagittarius?
Husband is.
Tommy, that was really...
It had nothing to do with the story.
I tell you what, I'll be the first.
You started with
and
me.
And you'll be the first, Tommy.
Tommy end up in some sandwich
first
bags.
First victim. Uh-huh. All right, Sagittarius, a sign of several historical crazy people, including Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus. Uh-oh, Tommy, you're a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus tend to, they tend to be aggressive. And they tend to be angry.
I ain't never thought about killing nobody. That ain't ever. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
But they ain't killers, though.
Any Aries in the room? Aries.
Yes. What does it say about Aries?
They tend to have short fuses.
Oh, hell no. Not me. Not at all. I'm very even-tempered in this job and have been for the days I've been here.
Lord,
you see me
voice.
Smack out.
Let me read that again.
I resent that.
Yeah. Aries, they tend to have short fuses.
Oh, no. That ain't me.
All right, Carla, you're a Libra, right?
Yes, yes.
Libra are very patient, but they can lose their temper if harmed by others.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the Capricorn.
Yeah. Okay, Leo, that's me. They tend to be proud and loud, but that's pretty much it. Okay.
What
Capricorn.
Wait a minute, Shirley will say, guess who I just killed?
Very proud and very loud. All right, Capricorn, Steve Harvey, our fearless leader. Although most Capricorns aren't dangerous, if provoked, they can be, with many killers born under this sign.
Wow.
Steve.
I ain't gonna lie.
He's uttered the term, I'll kill everybody, several times, yeah. Okay?
I've said it at the hoodies.
I'll kill everybody in this room.
He done said it in the middle of stand-up routine.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm listening now.
Now, it's just when it come to my kids and my girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can say or do what you want to do to me. I don't care. But once you attack her or them kids of mine,
it's time.
I think every man and woman in the room will agree with you on that one.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Capricorn, see what you know, it's all about the family and the kids. Now, I'll tell you the only other time I will kill you.
Okay. All right.
I really don't. It's only a few instances. Like, if I don't work and then you don't give me my check.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't chase a guy around the comedy club to get my check, so I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I needed my $45. When I first started out,
you
I needed my
$45. That $45, man, when you start out, that
man,
it's very important.
That was gas money. Yeah.
Man, it's important now.
Yeah, it is.
From I can live without $45 now. I can make it without $45.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. It ain't going to make a break.
Yeah, now it's up in the thousands and the millions for you.
You can't short me a million now. We gonna,
and you kill him.
He in another world.
All right, let's swing it on over to Miss Ann, Steve. Miss Ann, by the way, is a Gemini, and they're seen to be the least dangerous sign. They tend to be good-hearted people with no intention of killing anyone.
Well, see, Geminis is twins. They'll kill each other.
Hey, two people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann True.
Thank you. Hey, until you find the bodies, you have no proof. Okay, anyway, this is Ann True with the news. Good morning, everybody. Okay, former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates told Congress yesterday that she bluntly warned the Trump White House back in January that the man Trump picked for National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, could essentially be blackmailed by the Russians because he lied about his contacts with them.
Every time this lie was repeated and the misrepresentations were getting more and more specific as they were coming out, every time that happened, it increased the compromise. And now, to state the obvious, you don't want your national security advisor compromised with the Russians.
Trump has faced a lot of questions as to why it took him weeks to dismiss Flynn after he was first informed about Flynn's lying. The president, in typical defense mode, was tweeting. He tweets that Flynn was granted top security clearances during the Obama administration. However, former Obama advisors say, yeah, well, not only was Flynn fired by the Obama administration in 2014, but that when Trump and Mr. Obama met just after the election, the outgoing president personally warned Trump about hiring this guy Flynn. He did it anyway. Okay, even though her Republican colleagues passed their new version of a health care bill, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the American people need to be made aware of what the GOP measure will do.
They will find out that their congressperson forced families to pay higher premiums and deductibles. They will find out that Trump Care destroys protections for pre-existing conditions, essential health benefit, maternity care, prenatal health, prescription drug and emergency coverage. And they will find out that their congressperson voted to make them pay a premium five times higher than others pay for health coverage, no matter how healthy they are. And they will find out that it steals from Medicare.
Recently fired suburban Dallas cop who shot and killed that unarmed 15-year-old black youngster has been charged with murder. Calls for the arrest of the white cop Roy Oliver intensified since the killing of black teenager Jordan Edwards, a straight-A high school student and had no priors of any kind. A very, very good kid, apparently. Apparently, Oliver was suspended at one point for 16 hours in order to anger management classes because he threw a fit about having to testify in court once about a traffic arrest. Today, International Tuba Day, International Lumpy Rug Day, and International Space Day.
Space, the final frontier.
And this has been Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly at 20 minutes after the hour. So stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, my God. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good morning to the crew.
Good morning.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on. Flap on,
flutter,
brother.
Flutter.
What's up, man?
All right. Here's the deal.
You're excited today, huh?
Lord have mercy. It is Diva Eve. It's what it is. It's Diva Eve.
What is that?
First of all, tomorrow night, I'm going to be gracing the stage with some more divas.
Oh.
So, you know, we're in Dallas, Texas, and we've been rehearsing for the last 10 days.
Okay.
And I am in Mama's Baby Boy. And, oh, my God. So
a play. It's a play, right?
Yeah, it's a stage play at the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters. So, it's going to be me, Robin Givens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
And Jackie Harry.
Oh, okay.
And we are the three divas on the show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
all right.
Oh, my God. So, it is Diva Eve. This is our last day of rehearsal. I hope Dallas, Texas is ready for us because, oh, my God, we have a show plan. But I am the diva of all divas. You know, there can be one. Uh-huh. But I don't mind sharing the stage, you know, with Robin. Okay. You know, because Robin is a true diva. Jackie Harry, she's a good diva as well. So, today is Diva Eve. So, me and my girls are going out to lunch. So, tonight they're going to be seeing all of my my wardrobe because they haven't seen it yet.
And see what you wear.
And Jay, I wanted to ask you this because I know you make clothes.
Okay.
And I happen to be wearing stuff that doesn't need pockets.
Yes, so, that's good. So far, so good.
I just want you to make me something very flowy.
What do you like? What do you want?
I like ponchos.
Ponchos are very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
And I wear a lot of jeggings.
What are jeggings?
It's like leggings.
But the jeans. Denim material jeans. Yeah.
They real tight. They skin tight. Mm-hmm.
All that can be done. Yes.
Yes.
As long as you don't want pockets.
No, I don't. But I need a pocket for my microphone.
Oh, well, there we go. Now we got a problem.
Not if type 2 make them. You ain't finna get no pockets over there.
Oh, I'm not going to get in the middle of sick and die. Uh-huh. Yes.
He'll be sick before I die. So I think he'll put money on that.
He'll die before I get sick.
He'll be sick more times. I'm only going to die once.
Yeah.
He's going to be sick a lot. I can bet that.
But the one time you do die, that's it.
Yeah. But the 17 times you are sick, you're going to look like death.
I guarantee you, when you do die, I'm coming to the funeral and kick your casket over.
Fellas.
And to make sure you did.
When you get sick, I'm sending a casket to your room that you know where you headed.
Fellas, don't fight. Don't do this. Wait. Y'all should be able to get along if you
we
both.
We can't. We why, just can't.
But you both have illnesses, but you should be able to.
I mean, pre-existing.
Yeah, pre-existing. You should both be able to get along.
No, no. I'm pre-existing. He ate his way there.
Now, please make it to my show. We open tomorrow night at the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters in Dallas, Texas. And coming up, Shirley, we have...
Junior is up next with a new segment, Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Junior. It's time for your segment, Ain't No Way. What you got?
Ain't No Way. Ain't No Way is just a bunch of crazy news stories. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're looking for important news, tune in to Miss Ann. These ain't these news stories.
I love it.
Now, I'm going to give you some stories. You can tell me if they true or false, but either way it go, it's just Ain't No Way.
Ain't No Way.
Okay.
Ain't No Way. Mm-hmm. Okay, a university said they would buy a testicle. Not lying. Mm-hmm. For $50,000 or up to as much as $80,000.
For a testicle?
What? Yeah.
Per testicle?
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
So two testicles, $160,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, do the math.
I'm about to call George's mama. She can make some money.
Will you stop?
What?
He's going to be our special guest today, George Wallace.
You
can't
do that. The woman, I've seen him.
George Wallace will be our special guest.
That don't take away the fact that his mama got testicles anyway.
Jay. You can't do that,
and they
Jay.
Can really use the money.
You can't. George will be our special guest in about an hour.
I love it.
Stop.
I'm just saying she could use the money.
Well, I hate to tell you, Jay, that's false. Yeah. Ain't no way. Ain't no way nobody paying that much. Man, you know how many people be lined up?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a homeless person around.
Because yeah, I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
I need that oven, but I'm going to get one.
You wouldn't find a homeless person nowhere.
I was about to say, George Wallace's mama dragging around a fortune, man.
Oh, Jay, that's so wrong.
All right, well, how about this, then?
Okay.
How about this? Michigan threatens beavers over a dam. Okay.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, the state of Michigan threatened local beavers with a $10,000 per day fine for not removing the dams.
Oh.
No.
Ain't no way. No, that sounds crazy.
Well, now, that's possible because people have sued animals before.
What?
Oh, they have?
What?
Yeah,
I never heard of that.
People have sued and the animal has lost. Now, well, how do you collect payment? The beavers don't even know court is in.
they not even showing up.
No, they ain't showing up by default because they not even going to come.
But $10,000 per day, though.
Yeah.
But so it's true?
Yeah, Tommy, that's true, dog.
You're lying.
Uncle's absolutely right. That is true.
Ain't no way. You're lying.
They are. They $10,000 per day, but the beavers didn't remove the dam that they built.
Okay.
So they going to fine the beavers $10,000 a day for the dam that they built. But the beavers don't care. What beaver sitting around talking about for real?
The law is the law. If you don't come to court, the judgment goes in your favor. Now, you got the judgment, but now what?
How you going to collect the payment?
The beaver don't even know.
The beaver is a diva.
The diva. Sound like a gospel play. The diva with the beaver.
Gospel, though?
It ain't like beavers looking for payment. I'm a guy, how much?
Yeah.
Ain't a beaver doing that. But here's another. This is good one, though.
That's true, though. That one's true.
Yeah, that was true. That was absolutely true.
Okay.
A U.S. federal court ruled that women are free to display their breasts in public without penalty.
Yes, law.
That is true.
Yeah.
There ain't no way. No. I know they were considering it, but I don't know if it actually passed or not.
Come on.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah.
That's absolutely false. You know you can go to jail. Shirley, call it. They lock y'all up so fast.
But if it was true, I was finna ask for it.
But I know they've thought about it before.
Mom, now give it to me.
They did think about it, but it's not true. You will go to jail if you start bringing it. I just wanted to see what y'all was going to do if y'all would take the shirts off.
Some stories, guys. Just some quick things. I didn't know this about you men.
What's that?
What?
This is according to a new survey. It says 63% of men think that women mainly wear makeup to trick people into thinking they're attractive.
Yeah,
that happened to me.
You guys think that?
Well, Shirley, there are some that don't need to take it off. Okay. What I mean by that, Carla, is there are some people that look completely different underneath that, and that's wrong to trick somebody like that. That's
it's
bad.
A prank. Yes. It's a prank.
It's not like a prank.
Yes.
Where's the lady that was here first? What happened to her?
That's funny. Prank phone call coming up next, right after this. What you got, Neff?
I got something stupid. But only if it feels right. Only if it feels
right.
ladies, you excited about this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
What?
I love the Bahamas, sand.
Steve. I love soul, and I love the Bahamas. Girl, come on.
Listen to me. October 6th through the 9th, it is going to be an exciting time. Hey, man, you know what? I'm excited about it, though.
What?
It's an event where we thought of to create, where people can go and just have a good time.
Just over there, just party.
Let's just party.
Sand and soul. I love that.
Hey, don't go nowhere. Coming up is the prank call, y'all. All right, y'all, coming up, y'all, at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour. Get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, fool.
I got it for you, Aunt Curry Goat. Curry Goat. That's the name of the prank, Curry Goat.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to reach a Mr. Is this Mr.
Yeah, this is our.
This is Benjamin Dixon. Trevor is my son. He goes to school with your son. Now, he went to a birthday party that your son had last weekend. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I understand.
You're right.
Listen, I have a problem with you, Mr. because I understand that you all are Jamaican and from Jamaica, but listen, you guys serve the children curry goat. You don't serve kids curry goat. Everybody's child doesn't eat curry goat. Pete, what happened to ice cream and cake and punch and maybe even a pizza at a birthday party for kids? But curry goat? That's out the question.
Oh, you mean? When I understand what you're talking about. Oh, you mean when I feed the kids them curry goat? Me feed them anything. What y'all talk about, brethren?
Say what?
What y'all talk about? Oh, you mean you have a problem with me? Oh, you have a problem with me?
I got a problem. I got a problem with any parents who decides on their own that somebody else's child, it's okay to feed them some curry goat. My child don't eat no goat. We eat chicken. We eat steak. We eat cow. We don't eat curry goat.
Yo. Him eat it at a birthday party, though. Eh? Him eat it at a birthday party. And why you mad? If you would have told me that you some too. So rude boy, no call me with your anger and a go on and a rumble upon me, you know, brethren. Because you don't know who you deal with, you know.
Okay, I need you to slow it down for me, man. I ain't understanding nothing you saying.
You can't tell me to slow it down. You call me and I go. So you can't tell me to slow it down. On my phone, you're calling up.
Look, man, all I'm saying is this is disrespectful to the child, to people's parents. You're going out on your own liberty deciding on what you're going to feed somebody. You got to feed them normal stuff. You can't do that. Kids, at birthday parties here in the States, man, it's pizza, it's ice cream, it's cake, it's punch. That's it. Hot dogs, maybe. But not no damn curry goat.
Man. I mean, run this show, brethren. Don't tell me what to do, eh? I mean, run this. So y'all come tell me about disrespect. You disrespect me, I call my phone.
How am I disrespecting you by calling your phone? I want to know why it is you doing something like this. And I bet you these other parents don't know you've been serving goat.
Yo, kiss man. Who the you is? Hey, you want to meet me? I'm sure you who Donovan father is. Eh? How come tell me no bullshit, eh?
Oh, you wanna?
Hungry. Who you, brethren? Who the hell is you? Eh? I don't know you from Adam, brethren. I come tell up on my phone and kind of with it. Yo, you know who the f*** can deal with? You know something, man? Just bring up now, you know?
Oh, you wanna meet me somewhere? Is that what you wanna do?
Me meet you. Me, brethren. Me meet you right now. You understand me?
You're gonna make me hurt you, man. If I come over there, you're gonna make me hurt you. You hear me? Then I mean this, man. Now, I call you because I'm a concerned parent about my child. And then you got a nerve to tell me you're the one that's in the wrong.
Yo, man. Me not in the wrong, brethren. You understand me? So come tell me, be that big man enough. Now come tell me about me and I'm wrong. You and the f***ing wrong call my phone. Yo, just tell me where you there now. I'm going to come meet you. I'm going to feed you some curry goat. You and your family. And yo, and you can't just leave me alone.
You ain't finna feed my family. No, you don't bring my family in this, man. You don't bring me, you don't bring my wife and my kids into nothing. You hear me?
If I give your wife, give your auntie, your mama, and everybody, grandma. So how come tell me the
I got one. You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you. I got something I want to tell you. You listening?
Tell me, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Patsy.
What the hell? I don't believe you, man. I don't know no like that.
You just got pranked by your sister Patsy, man. She put me up to this, dog.
Boy, I tell you, man, I'm so sweat, boy. I feel like I need to get a blood pressure check. I got a low tolerance. My tolerance very low. Boy, I tell you, man. But anyway, I'm gonna still feed you and your family some curry goat, man. I'm gonna invite you to the house. I'm gonna have nothing but curry goat.
I bet it's good too.
I ain't gonna have no rice with it or nothing. Just pure curry goat.
You know when you get angry, American people really can't understand what you're saying. You went on a Jamaican run.
They're like, what the hell that boy saying?
We got to give a shout out to all of the Jamaicans out there, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. New York City, baby.
What y'all think about that Jamaican? What you think?
That's a great Jamaican voice. I like it a lot.
He's going to be mad at us for sure.
Jamaicans are quick to anger.
Immediately. He went from 0 to 60, right? It's going down tonight. Eugene told y'all, well, tomorrow night it's going down. We're in the last day of rehearsal. It is Mama's Boy, and the nephew is back where I honed my craft right there on the stage. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm such a thug. Come out and check me out. Wednesday is the opening night, tomorrow night, at the Junior Black Academy of Arts and Letters. Yes, right here in Dallas, Texas. 8 o'clock show. Tickets on sale right now.
JBL was the first theater I ever sold out in my entire career.
Wow.
Really? There's some history.
Now, is that where the first special was?
No. That's Deep was shot at,
oh, that's
at
the first one, yeah.
Fairgrounds, I think Music Hall.
Oh,
okay.
Sold out. The JBL was the first time I performed in a red suit, came up off the flow.
Look at you, boy.
I made $13,000. No, that suit was $99. I bought it in New York.
You was fly dog.
Hey, I had a red suit on, Nicole Miller tie. Black and white spectators, and a white shirt and Nicole Miller tie, black with the red beer cans on it and bottles and shapes and all that. You couldn't tell me nothing, dog. I mean, I was trying so hard. I made $13,000 that night.
Come on, boy.
What?
How much time you did?
7 days.
I had plenty of time. Your boy been a beast a long time. Yeah, y'all been a beast a long time.
I've seen him do it.
My first comedy special was That's Deep. I shot that in Dallas at the Music Hall, I think. Had a brown plaid suit on. Barbara Bates made it.
Oh, that's my girl, Barbara Bates.
Yesterday, the guy said she's still making stuff.
Straight out of Chicago.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I had Sinbad on the show. She came with Sinbad. She still makes some fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Bates out of Chicago.
Barbara Bates really out nice of Chicago.
Girl. How much did the suit cost?
She's beautiful and very talented.
The one that Barbara Bates made?
Probably about $800, I think.
Ooh, you had a ride.
Man. Money back then.
$800. You know, I was on TV then. Then I moved up to my show. My next special was One Man. Jay, you was there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Augusta.
Yep.
Down I remember
Augusta,
that.
Georgia,
that's the yellow suit, right?
Yellow suit. That was $1,200.
Yeah. Ooh. Willie Turner, boy.
Ooh, my hero.
White folks have wonderful Willie weekends. Turner.
White folks had wonderful character. Weekends.
Yes.
White folks, that joke I wrote, white folks had wonderful weekends.
And Willie turning that evaluation. That's when I fell in love with you. You know how old I was watching that up?
How old were you, man?
12.
God, you lying.
Huh?
Damn
it.
How old are you?
Jay.
Jay. sucks.
Bring some comedy to your kids.
That's why you don't work over there.
Well, you had a
moments
real
like
moment.
That.
How many 30?
Oh, man.
GDML, how old are you?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That's what this show
no,
does.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I GD, relax.
No.
Steve's done it before. Trust
We've all done it.
No, I really feel
oh,
bad.
Oh, man.
I like when an older man get frustrated. No,
hey, y'all, we
got to get nerves, Jake.
Strawberry Letter
coming up.
I feel
horrible, man.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Strawberry Letter is coming up. You don't want to miss it. But first, I got to tell you about this story. A woman swallowed $7,000. Now, this is money she saved. She was trying to hide it from her husband. They were fighting. She didn't want her husband to know about the money, so she swallowed the money.
And she got it all down?
Surgeons had to be called in. They had to remove 57 $100 bills from the inside of the woman's stomach.
And that called $5,000.
And her intestines, yeah. She was going to use the money for a vacation with her husband, but they got into a fight. So she didn't want her hubby to know about the cash. So naturally, of course, she swallowed the money. Yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
What do you
right?
wash that down with?
Steve, can you swallow all your money?
Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, again, you know, they removed $5,700 bills from her stomach and her intestines. And he said the rest will pass through her colon. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't flush that. Yeah. Don't you flush that.
But it'll come out in quarters.
She may change.
The question is that money still good? Can you still use that money?
It's in plastic.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Steve.
It's going to have some kick to it. Yeah.
You ain't never been to jail?
It's going to be pungent. Girl, these ones are strong.
And money is so dirty.
$100 bills is funky.
Yeah. We're going to have to wash the money.
You have to wash that money.
But it's still going to be some stank on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll tell you how far a woman
Even if
go
it's
to
yours, you're going to have to get them little sandwich gloves to work with it. Even if it's yours, you got to get some sandwich gloves.
Don't touch nothing.
Oh, God. I wonder what her husband said.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry Letter 23.
All right, subject in too deep. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I have a situation. In December of 2007, I decided to write an ex that had been sent to prison. About a week later, I received a response, but only it wasn't from the intended recipient. Although they share the same first and last name, I had sent the letter to the wrong man, in parentheses. This man informed me that I had the wrong guy. I decided to respond, thanking him for letting me know of my error, but the thing is, we're still communicating, and I now have strong feelings for him. Our relationship has grown to where he has asked me to marry him once he is released. This is a very intelligent man who was incarcerated due mostly to self-inflictions, but who has also realized the mistakes he has made and the time he has and is currently wasting of his life. To sum it all up, I think I've gotten myself in too deep. Tell me, what should I do? Okay.
Wow.
I know. I mean...
What did he write to her?
Yeah. First of all, what is it with you in prison, guys? That's number one. And then, yeah, you're right. You are in too deep. Way too deep. This is a man you have never seen. You don't even know this man. This man writes nice letters. You know, we can all agree on that, I think. You know, you don't know if he can back any of this stuff up that he's saying. You don't know anything about this man. You know nothing. You know, please don't consider marrying this man. I mean, you know, I can't stress it enough. You just don't know him. And he's incarcerated due mostly to self-inflictions. What does that mean? Really, what does that mean? I mean, you need to reread your letter and, you know, listen to what you've written. Say it out aloud to yourself so you can see how it sounds in your ear. Don't marry this guy. Don't consider it, Steve.
I'm really thrown off at this one.
Yeah, I am too.
First of all, I'm conflicted myself because I have a special affection and feelings for people that's incarcerated.
Right.
because it's a terrible position to be in. And any contact with the outside world is so very much appreciated. I want to give you a little thing here. This is what I know about men. Wherever a man goes in emotionally, in terms of relationship, when he goes in, when he comes out, prison does not develop emotional bonds between men and women. You know what I'm saying by that? I'll give you an example. A guy goes in at 19 to prison. Okay. He gets out at 48. What has happened in those 31 years that has made him better with women? Because time stands still for you socially when you go into prison. You don't know what the latest wear is, the latest language is. You've had no practice talking with women, so you're really in a frozen state. So sometimes a lot of guys come out mentally 19 years old, relationship-wise. They oftentimes learn lessons. Some men never learn, but most of them come out, learn a lesson, vow never to go back, blah, 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 blah. Problem is, you don't know this man. You won't say in that, well, you say in 2007. So you've been writing these letters for 2 years. Okay, you've fallen in love, but you were writing an ex that had been sent to prison. Then you got a letter from a guy in prison with the same name. Now you done fell for him. You want to know what to do. First of all, you need to quit writing prisons because you don't even have the information. You need to get an inmate's number or something so you can stop this craziness you into. And while all your men, your ex and your current, why are they all inmates? You was writing a dude that was your ex, and now you getting involved with a dude that's already in. I got he may be a better person when he come out. All that could be true. But is he better for you, though? See. He's admitted that he realized the mistakes he's made and the time he has, and is currently wasting his life. Man can come to that in lockup, and I got that. But is he better for you? What you need to be asking yourself is, since he realizes he's wasting his life, you need to ask yourself that same question. Are you wasting your life? Mm. Now, I ain't knocking a woman that stand by their man when they get locked up. Right on. That's a good thing. This ain't your man, though. You gonna make him your man when he get out. He wanna marry you already. Hell, I don't know a dude that's locked up that don't want to get married to somebody instead of sitting in that damn cell. Hell, if they stay in there long enough, they'll marry each other.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay, I'm just telling you. Okay, hold on. Have I said something that's ridiculous?
No.
Excuse me?
You know.
Okay.
Just hate to
so,
say.
Lady, you got to ask yourself, what do you really have? Mm-hmm. Now, you think you've gotten yourself in too deep. Tell me, what should I do? Okay, when we come back, I'll do that. But as if you don't already know.
Yeah.
And so does the 7 million people that's listening.
That's listening.
Okay.
All right, we'll
be
back.
We'll come back and go over the obvious.
12 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready, guys. Comedy legend, our good friend to the show. He's our family. He's going to be our special guest. I'm talking about the one and only. Yeah.
Gotta have it.
He's at the Atlanta Theater this weekend for Mother's Day.
George Wallace. He's going to be here.
Stupid. It's going to be stupid.
It's going to be stupid.
I know it.
But come on, Steve, with your response to part two of this strawberry letter.
You know, here's a line that threw me in this letter.
Well, refresh it a little bit, Steve.
Okay, this is a letter about a lady that in 2007 wrote an ex that had been sent to prison. Then a week later, she got a letter, but it wasn't from the intended inmate. It was from another inmate with the same first and last name. She sent a letter to the wrong man. The guy informed me that I had the wrong guy. But then she thanked him for letting me know that and everything. But then they kept communicating. And now she got strong feelings for him. Mm. You know, ladies, I keep telling y'all, you know, yeah, he done proposed to her. He want to marry her when he get out. I mean, look, it's good to hang on to hope. Like I said, I got a special affection for guys that's locked up, so I ain't dogging nobody. But, lady, come on, though.
Yeah.
You was writing to your ex who was in prison. you met a guy that's in prison. Nah, that's your man.
Through letter.
Through a letter. A person can write anything they think you want to hear. You need action in your life. You need a person in your life that's going to do something. Let me just make you walk back towards the light for a minute. One of the things that I talk about that a man has to do is profess, provide, and protect. From where he sits, he can only profess his love for you. He can't provide you nothing, and he definitely can't protect you. So now, you are dating a man who can't even demonstrate his love for you in the three ways that we only know how to demonstrate love. Profess, protect, and provide. He can only do one of them. And then when he gets out, can I tell you something else? Your man ain't working. Now, most women who are free and have good sense don't really like to pick men that ain't working. After you 35, that's not a good... Now, if you meet a guy 20 that ain't working, he's in college. Okay, got it. But after that, the man needs to have a job. Now, whatever the reason why he don't have one, please don't make that your problem.
Right.
Your man has to have a job, a source of income. Or guess what, ladies? You're going to be taking care of him. And that's only going to work for you for about 3 weeks.
True.
Then you're going to be looking up his side. You're going to be looking upside his head like he's straight crazy.
All right, Steve, we got to go. We got to get out of here. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. You can do it at My Girl Shirley, okay? At My Girl Shirley. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. At My Girl Shirley. Now, Steve, let's show our girl, Grammy-winning legend Patti LaBelle, some love, okay?
Yes.
Miss Patti, we love Miss Patti. Yeah. She released her first jazz album, her very first.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Bell Homage.
Mm-hmm.
Bell Homage.
Mm-hmm.
The 13-track album, which Patti recorded over a span of a year and a half, features standards such as Jazz in You, Moanin', Peel Me a Grape, Moody's Mood for Love, With Kim.
Ooh, that's hot.
You know that's going to be good.
Yeah.
And Here's to Life. Patti, who has been recording and performing for more than 50 years, grew up listening to and loving many of the songs featured on Bell Homage. However, she never seriously considered tackling the jazz genre until recently. I think that's surprising.
Yeah. I had her on my show. You know, I introduced, of course. I didn't know you wasn't supposed to say the H on homage. So.
Oh, homage.
What did you
Bell
say?
Bell homage.
Oh, man, that's what I thought
I had,
it was.
I thought I pronounced it wrong. Yeah, because I always thought you paid homage to somebody.
Yeah.
And so this we had to do 5 retakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Five?
Wow.
Well, they kept leaving the H on there.
You told them to take it off, huh?
Finally, the lady worked the teleprompter. She just took the H out.
Oh, okay. And then you got it. Yeah, Patti says her husband, her ex-husband, Armstead, has been telling her for years that she should do a jazz album, but she was nervous about trying something different. Mm-hmm. This is a very busy time for Patti. She turned 73 this month on the 24th of May.
Wow. Wow.
Early birthday. We love you. She's also released her 6th book and her 4th cookbook, Desserts La Belle. And that's my favorite name. I love that name for a dessert book.
Yes.
She's killing La Belle. In Walmart, too, man. She's killing in Walmart.
Have you tasted her sweet potato pie?
These other people, man, they need to lay off Patti. You know what I dislike about social media?
What,
is that so many of these young people don't have respect. And there is a thing called respect. It's a respect level that I owe to Richard Pryor. There's a respect level that I owe to Bill Cosby. Regardless of what you think, there's a respect level I owe him. You know, there's a respect level that I owe, you know, even a George Wallace, you know, who put me on. A J. Anthony Brown, who taught it to me when I got out there. There's a respect level. You know, we can kid around, but at the end of the day.
It's respect.
You have to have a respect for these people, man. It's just not there sometimes. People dog
and taught it.
Patti LaBelle and stuff. They don't understand. She, there is a respect level that should come with this woman, and especially from us. But we are so busy in the tear each other down business.
Yeah.
We're a sad case right now.
But our parents taught us those things, Steve.
Yeah, we were brought up different.
We were taught that. You have to be taught
certain
things.
It was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And like you said, they don't have it today.
And respect for our elders. Right. You had to respect people. And like you say, people who came before you, Steve, things like that. That's how we were taught. Mm-hmm. You know, and we as parents, we have to teach our kids that. We really do.
She's a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, look, people who've been around a long time, they get a pass on some stuff. Because if you don't know the story about the people, then they should get a pass because of their history.
That's
just their workload. Mm-hmm. They prior work. Man, nobody gets nothing. Look, man, we not rap artists where you just judge by your current hit. You know, if you don't have a current hit out now, they just write you off. Hey, man, Frankie Beverly ain't had a hit out in I don't know when. We still going to sing.
That's
we still going to see her win the prize. Uh-huh. We still going to see Lionel. Mm-hmm. We still going to see Diana Ross. The respect for what the love and the songs they gave us. But you go out there and you ain't hot now, man. You can't sell a ticket out there because they don't respect the process.
All right, coming up, our friend, comedy legend George Wallace is in the building.
Uh-oh.
Our special guest, legend, stand up. One of my forefathers of stand-up, family member to the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Still touring the country with his sold-out comedy shows, and he got a big date coming up in Atlanta this weekend. He's hosting a new TV show, and he's in a movie. He got a lot to tell us about. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only George Wallace.
G-W!
Steve Harvey, you done messed up now. You done went as high as J. Anthony Black. Let me
say not brown.
That's his real name, J. Anthony Black. Did you know that, Steve? His real name is J. Anthony Black. He didn't like it because everybody said, who's that over there? Oh, that's Black. He's Black. Yeah, I know he's Black, but what's his name? What's his name? He changed it to brown. That's Black. Lord have mercy. You hired J. Anthony Black. This is just awful.
Why you say that?
Did you come in today, Steve?
Yeah, he is now, George.
Get ready. Steve, get ready for it. He ain't never worked 15 days in a row. Surely, this is the truth. Pretty soon he going to tell y'all about he got little illnesses. Like, if y'all get ready for that, okay? His grandmama had sugar. Now, his mama, Miss Butterbean Brown, she had type 1. Now, he got type 2. Look out for all of the stories he's going to be calling in, Steve. J. Anthony Black ain't right. And I know over the weekend he had to say something about my mama and that horse race up in Kentucky. I know
he did.
Yeah, he did.
George.
You know him.
Now, Shirley, I didn't say
Shirley,
what.
Steve, Tommy. Damn, how many people work there? How many people
Carla.
Carla.
It's six deep.
Now, listen, y'all don't know this, but over the weekend, the Kentucky Derby was held. And for the past 20 years, my mama and his mama, they went to Louisville. But somehow they wound up down on the track. Don't ask me no questions, okay? They wound up in the race. My mama's real name is Wildlow Wallace, but they call her Eight Bells. And she ran in the race about 8 years ago. Jay mama ran under the name Big Brown. Y'all remember Big Brown?
Big Brown.
That was Jay's mama. When she went across the finish line, she spotted, and my mama died right there.
Yeah, what's
up? Big Brown farted. My mama died right down the track. You can look at it in history. It was 2008. My mama been dead.
2008.
My mama dead. And she died in 2008. This weekend, I'm going down to the cemetery and put some flowers on my mama's grave because, you know, God bless her. She put me through 7 years of college. She worked hard. You know? Seven years of college. Steve, I got to make sure my mama has more flowers on her grave than anybody else. I do that every Mother's Day. Well, what I do, I go down to the cemetery about 4 or 5 o'clock after everybody else is gone.
And take their
flowers off their grave.
Come on, George.
And I put them on my... My mama ain't going to know. Somebody
wrong for that.
My mama turning over in her grave. I said, if you turn it over, she can get her ass up.
George.
You don't have to. He does his own mama.
Yeah. Well, welcome, George.
Well, welcome. I just wanted to welcome J. Anthony Black to the show. I'm glad he got Steve, y'all need to know this, but he was working for that other show, that light skinned man. Uh-huh. They were beating him. Tom was beating his ass. He was. They made Jay work overtime. They made him murder some hits. Jay didn't want to do any of that stuff, but Tom was beating his ass. Come on.
Because he was dark.
I think Jay got into the beating because he would quit every 6 months, but he'd always come back.
Oh, my goodness.
Nephew Tommy, Tom will whoop his ass, but I'm glad you got a job over there. Now, y'all look out for him now, okay? But he will call in sick.
Hey, George, just this morning he asked for a day off.
Are you serious? Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, that is so bad. Bless his heart. And he'll talk about your mama, too. So you got, bless his heart. He's been talking about mama for years, and his mama didn't have a good year, you know, since they shot her in the ass at the Cincinnati Zoo. She lost her.
Harambe.
Hey, nephew, tell me. Now, you know that Barnum and Bailey Circus closing, so now she losing that job. I think they're going to hire her down at the Universal.
Oh! Oh, man. George.
George, he been talking about your mama.
I haven't said anything about your mama. Not one thing I haven't said about his mama.
But this weekend, I'm in Atlanta. Memorial Day weekend, I'm at the South Point down in Las Vegas. So y'all come on out. Bring your ugly-ass mama at the Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Steve ain't said nothing all day. I don't have to.
So, Jordan, now you at the Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend for Mother's Day. You're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I got to come down to Atlanta and fix up things because everything's breaking down in Atlanta. The damn bridge broke down. The road starts buckling up. And the Falcons, they broke down, and everything breaking down in Atlanta. The Hawks broke down.
The Hawks.
The Braves can't play ball. They ain't nothing. Everything breaking down. And Junior, your mama showing her ass at the Atlanta airport over the weekend. I know y'all saw that video.
What is Junior?
Did you see the video? I wasn't gonna bring that up, but they got a video of Junior Mama at the airport, Atlanta airport, doing her ass.
You talking about the lady walking through the airport naked?
Well, Jay been telling us about your mama, man.
Oh, God, Lord, it's him. What did they say, nephew Tommy?
I didn't say nothing.
You know you ain't no real nephew anyway.
Just
they just put you in the family because you ain't have no real mama. You adopted, nephew Tommy. You know that?
I'm not adopted, man.
Everybody,
hey, man, y'all scared of George. See, when George
scared
here,
no, I just, my thing
well,
is
I mean,
like
y'all
this,
ain't
Steve.
Saying nothing.
My thing is this. Let him talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let him get all that out.
Okay.
I'll be here for a while. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. Let him get his little ragged ass jokes out of his mouth. Yeah. And we just let him do it. Will he be back on in time soon? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a one shot. You know, get all that in and then we good. Yeah. Let that go.
Because at the end of the day, we didn't hear
we'll
about
be here tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll be right here tomorrow.
He won't.
Talking about your stupid mama, George.
Yeah.
We heard your mama went to the dentist to get her Bluetooth fixed. See, she's just stupid. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
We know all about your mama.
We know your mama.
Now, Tommy, everybody know your mama working Home Depot with her crooked teeth making keys. Now, you need to stop.
With her crooked teeth making keys. Hold on, man. We'll be right back.
You don't have to take this abuse.
Yeah, you got to sit here. We'll be right back. Look at Mo George Wallace. All right, we back. We got George Wallace, our special guest. He's at the Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he's also the host of a new TV show coming to the stage. Which network is it on and when does it premiere, George?
That's going to be on TBS and also going to be on Hulu. You can best believe you ain't going to see no nephew Tommy, you ain't going to see no Junior, and you ain't going to see no J. Anthony Black.
I can tell you one thing. It ain't going to be on long. You ain't do but three episodes, so I can tell you that right now.
Why did you say that?
Three episodes. Three.
We ain't gonna see no George either, Jay.
That show gonna be so cut up. You might not see any George on it.
Coming to the. Ain't no stick. Go. Thank you for giving Jay a job. It was pitiful out there. I mean, you gonna be around long. Give him a good 60 days. If he calling in, I don't feel good today. I'm at the airport. I got to get on this plane.
You going to see your mama?
Going to see your mama.
Wait a minute. We're not going to talk about Villa Capri, the movie you're in with Tommy Lee Jones.
You know what?
And Morgan Freeman.
That's another part he took from me. Oh, I hate his ass.
That was your part, Jeff?
I was both. Me, him, and his mama were up for that part.
He beat his own mama.
He beat his mama. Well, his mama has one eye, so she can't read script real good, right? Okay. And he got the part.
Your mama, my mama got one eye. Hell, they call your mama Fetty Wap. Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. I'm coming down to see my good friend Waka Flocka. Jay, you know I can cuss now, right? I cuss in my
Yeah, he's cussing in his act now.
Waka
yeah.
Flocka Frame. All you Waka Flocka, let me tell you. All you. That's my new curse word, Waka Flocka. Let me tell you something, all right?
Okay, you gonna stop while you are here.
You got pretty close right there.
That's pretty close, right? That's yeah. Pretty close. I cuss in church on Sunday. The bishop said, that Waka Flocka gonna be up there all day.
Okay, all right. Keep on. Keep on this talking, could be right? Your last visit.
I like it. You and your mama.
And hey, George, I heard the government approved the date, man.
What date?
They say that Halloween has been moved to your mama's birthday.
Oh, don't start.
I guess you're coming. Somebody told me your mama wanted to go Halloween dressed as a jack-o'-lantern, but she didn't have enough teeth. Come on.
George, keep my mama's name out your mouth, and I'll keep this out your mama. How about that?
Oh, that is bad. That is bad.
And that's a wrap.
Too far, guys. Reel it in.
Tell me about it. Is it true your mama's so ugly she had to drug Bill Collins to help? I'm out of here.
Oh my God!
Oh man,
George Wallace.
You can do about it. Surely I love you too.
I love you too, George.
I love all of y'all.
We love you, George. Love you too, George.
George is gonna be at the Atlanta.
Jay Anthony Black.
Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend for Mother's Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got the new TV show coming up. He's hosting it. It's called Coming to the Stage.
Yeah.
And he's in the movie Villa Capri.
With
movie
Morgan
stars
Freeman.
Tommy Lee Jones and Morgan
George.
Freeman.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman. I never liked Morgan Freeman. I never liked him. All the parts he got, I could have done those damn parts. I could have driven Miss Daisy Hill. I'm from Atlanta. I know more about Atlanta than he does.
George, you know I love Morgan Freeman.
Lock the doors. I could have did all the parts.
Please tell him I said hello when you get on the set, okay?
He is absolutely the best. He's the best fan I ever, best actor I ever seen. Thank you.
Morgan
so
Freeman
much.
Didn't even talk to George in this movie. I'm betting that what? They were never even in the
they
same
weren't in the same scene.
Scene. I'm betting. And all George did was, here come Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
You tell me when I have to make water. I could do that.
Well, it's hard to insult him because he laughs.
It don't sting long.
No, it don't.
I don't care who gets the laugh. I'm the one taking the check home.
Now, that's smart right there.
There you have it.
So again, Steve, you were saying he's at the Atlanta Theater this weekend?
Atlanta Comedy Theater this weekend, mm-hmm. Mother's Day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's it. Hey, man, we love you, man.
Hold on before he go,
too.
Though.
Oh, you got one more.
Lord.
Yeah,
cause, you know, you're a nephew. You ain't no uncle. Shut up.
You ain't no stupid uncle. As your
mama. You ain't no uncle.
Stupid as your mama.
You and Junior, y'all nephew. Shut the hell up.
He's absolutely right. You know, your mama's an uncle, too.
I'm not going to take this, George. I'm not going to take it.
Y'all, Steve and Jay, y'all know I'm old. I got to go pee.
Bye, George.
You ain't got your diaper on?
It's full.
It was full when I got it from your
damn shame you're too old for your mom still be changing your diaper.
It depends. Bye, y'all. I'm tired of talking to y'all.
It depends.
All right, George Wallace. George Wallace, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, George.
Oh, I love it.
Man, he's stupid.
I can't believe y'all doing these your mama jokes. Mother's Day weekend coming up.
Yeah. Best time to do them.
Oh, my God.
Best time to do them.
Y'all go in.
Your mother's an uncle, too.
Your mother's an uncle.
But Steve don't get in that.
No, Steve don't have nothing to say.
He has never played that.
He ain't playing that. He ain't playing that either.
No, I stay out of the your mama jokes, y'all. I don't get in that.
You ain't never told one back in the day when you were growing up?
Yeah, back in the day, but all mine resulted in fights. I just never forgot it.
It just push a button.
You
for
know
you,
where
Steve.
It's gonna go, huh?
Yeah.
That's simple. Well,
I already know where it's going because I'm gonna get mad because you can't say nothing about her. You just can't nothing. So I don't mess with nothing. I don't mess with yours.
Right.
You can't say nothing about mine, and then we'll be good.
So what's too heavy? Like, you know, like your mama's so stupid.
None of that. He don't want none of that.
She got locked in a furniture store and slept on the floor. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Dog.
That's too bad.
Hey, dog.
You about Steve, to lose your job. Uh-huh.
Steve. Hey, dog. Steve, your mama right there.
Right there.
Right
that's
there.
It.
Don't, right. Your mama. Okay. No, I'll stay out of that. We'll be back, y'all. Don't go away. We got more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Pennsylvania man, guys, probably wishes he could be playing possum right about now since he burned down his house with a fire he started to scare off some possums, okay?
What?
I guess they were all over his house, and he just wanted, you know,
started
to light a fire
right.
to scare the opossums off, but the house got
you
burned.
You can't run. Well, think about it. I have possums where I live. You can't shoo away a possum.
No, you cannot.
Possums, they're not afraid of nothing.
Scary looking.
They are, and they don't run. They just don't.
Why aren't they afraid? What scared? Well, he thought fire would, huh? The man whose name was not released was frustrated because he couldn't dislodge the critters from his yard. So he sprayed a large pile of leaves with butane, struck a match, and started the blaze. What, Steve?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
But it quickly spread. It. He had one of those wooden row houses. It burned to the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. According to the official fire department report, his intention was to use the smoke from the burning leaves to hopefully scare away the possum, but no word as to whether or not that part of the plan actually works. So the house is gone, but the possums are still there.
Take it from me. You can't beat
you can't,
the possum.
You can't beat the possum.
That is crazy.
How long before that fire is going where you go, oh, Lord? At what point do you go, oh, Lord?
You're standing there watching your house
burn to the ground.
The possums are moving.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy. Those are some of the scariest looking
possums,
animals.
Possums, raccoons, they just don't.
Raccoons either?
Raccoons are not afraid. They're
like little
smart.
People.
Yeah, they're like people, yeah.
All that's out there. You know, there's some things you could put down. They got snake repellent you could buy. This in a pellet form.
That's
like
Carlos,
for little white pellets.
I don't see no snakes.
It's a snake repellent. Mm. You should always have that around your yard.
Okay, snake repellent.
To protect the deers from eating your flowers that's blossoming in your yard, there's a very pungent spray. But
okay,
hell, they don't eat the flowers, but you can't stand the damn smell. So, you know,
they don't eat, but you can't stand the smell.
Yeah, nah, don't either one of y'all want the damn flower.
Be strong. It's gaming.
Raccoons are tough to get rid of because the only way to get rid of a raccoon, I don't know of anything that's natural that you can get rid of a raccoon. Mm-hmm. They have something. It's just you have to try to poison them. But then that's crazy because you out there where they live.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because California is hilly, mountainous, you know.
You know, the best thing you could do is just make your trash unaccessible.
Oh.
Buy those bear-resistant garbage cans, and nothing can get in there. Possum, raccoon, nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what
because
you can't
all
get rid of.
All that over there for is a source of food.
Yeah.
Tell me if I can get rid of this, them doggone frogs.
Oh, you have frogs.
I'm talking about late at night, they just don't stop.
They're making so a noise. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Is that their mating call?
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Somebody said they're mating. That's their mating call because they are loud. I have those. What about lizards?
Don't bother me,
no.
Shirley.
Sure. Yeah, oh, my God.
I'm with you, Shirley. All of that bothers me.
Yeah, I don't
reptiles.
Want stuff around my feet.
Nothing crawling should be in the house.
Nothing on lizards, Steve? Oh, nothing for lizards? Mm-hmm. I have those on my patio.
Yeah, you can get rid of lizards.
How?
Pellets.
The pellets. Okay.
I've heard that if you got squirrels, like in the attic, you put mothballs down because they don't like the smell of it.
And yeah, they don't like
and then till one of them come down with the mothballs, like he ain't even telling them.
The throw it right at you.
The what, energy to it. What is this about?
Now, ants is a very natural. You could get rid of ants naturally. You know, I buy the ant traps because I ain't got no time. But if you put down cinnamon, the ass is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, cinnamon. Oh, I didn't know that.
They cannot deal with. Just try it at your house. Next time you see a pile of ants on something, go put some cinnamon on it. They gone.
We're going to talk Floyd Mayweather. He's done something special when we come back. Okay, Floyd Mayweather has announced, get this, guys, he wants to be a part of the NBA. All right. Floyd Money Mayweather has posted a photo of him himself shaking hands with Magic Johnson with the caption, "Just had a great meeting with at Magic Johnson. It's about time for me to buy an NBA team. If you're ready to sell your NBA team, please get in touch with me." I love it.
What?
Yes. Hashtag TMT, hashtag Michigan, hashtag living legends.
He wants to buy a team.
Businessman. Yeah. But some are reporting most league owners are billionaires, and while Mayweather has made a few hundred million during his career, it seems like he'll have to stack up some more money, some more cheese, or either he could just find more partners, Steve, if he's serious about purchasing a team.
No.
What? No, you wouldn't be interested in going in?
Partners. You have to have partners, no.
Well, you could be a partner. You don't want to go in with them?
No, I don't have that kind of money. I ain't got no money to watch nobody.
Big dog on his way out.
Only thing you can buy for me is the Lakers. They got to be real cheap right about
now. How much you think, Jay?
$7. $7.
I'm not even thinking about buying a team.
No, it's not. I mean, Floyd is a smart businessman, him and his boy, Heyman. They're absolutely brilliant. And, you know, but people don't pick up the phone and go, "Hey, you want to buy a team?"
No,
and then there's a lot of
money.
Scrutiny, too. It's a lot of scrutiny. And I don't know if his background check will pass the scrutiny that they go through.
To buy a team?
It's a lot of good old boys, yeah. They're not. Can you get in the club?
I love Mayweather. Don't get me wrong. I think he did a little bit of time, though. So it'll be hard. Mm. It'll be hard. Oh. They don't let that go, man. Not with buying an NBA
team. He's making too much money, right? Mm-hmm.
They will not let that go. You having a record and all like that. I don't know if they'll let it go.
Even if he's turned his life around and
he's a great guy. I love Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm.
He need to try arena football.
He's a brilliant young businessman. Okay. I just don't know if the league is going to allow that. You know, they stopped Rush Limbaugh from purchasing into a football team.
Oh.
Because of his views. Mm-hmm. So they all they got to do is find a couple of owners to say no, and then you out. Mm-hmm. That's all they need.
That's like being in the billionaires club for real.
Yeah, and Donald Sterling kind of messed it up lately with his statements. So now the NBA has to really protect their image because they can't have that bad boy image around them.
And Magic's the president of the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I think me, Jay, and Junior, and Uncle Steve could really go in and buy us one of the lingerie football teams. Now, we get one of them.
I love them, man.
Are we buying his panties? I mean, what are we talking about?
Man, a lot of money.
That's stupid. I love that show.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, them games be good.
They are so good.
What I just don't know if I want somebody stronger than me because I can't really, you know, tell them what to do.
You ain't in the game. Just buy the panties. That's all you got to do.
You know what I'm saying?
This is so stupid.
What?
They embarrass us.
It is not y'all stupid. Y'all three are hitting that. I'm not doing that.
Oh, now you. Y'all don't know. Hold on. You can't do panties now. You so big, you can't do panties.
Stupid. We be the best
you're
owners.
Too good
stupid.
To buy panties.
Stupid.
We buying panties. Dumb
and dumber. Dumber and dumbass.
He's calling you guys.
Listen to me.
We can
How
do this,
does the league make money?
I don't care. I just want to get tackled by one of them. We should just run out there after every play.
Quit trying to make money all the time. Just buy panties.
God.
Yeah. Oh. You're changing, man.
We'll be back to close out the show after this.
All right, y'all, we back. We got time for just one more thing. Hey, listen, don't forget, everybody, the fabulous event is going really, really well. I don't want you all to miss it. It's Sand and Soul Festival, October 6th through the 9th. All you got to do is go to sandandsoulfestival.com and look it up, man. It's going to be a great event. We not over there teaching you nothing.
I love that, man.
Man,
no seminars.
Just going on. Nah, we ain't seminars. Ain't
no
meet
classes.
And greets.
No
we ain't
panels.
Doing nothing but going to parties, eating, drinking, and chilling. We're going to have one contest, a chill contest. To see who can chill the hardest.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Is he up in a coconut tree?
Yeah, he up there chilling.
He up there chilling.
How did he get up there?
Chilling.
Gambling, plenty of shopping over there, great food over there, man. And the Atlantis Resort is absolute. It's five
beautiful,
hotels.
Man.
To
Cove,
from.
Baby.
It really
Cove.
Is.
If you got beautiful. The money for the Cove, y'all do it. You can get the regular Atlantis, the Coral, the Reef. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com. You still got time to put money down on it, and you can lay it away. Still got time, man. Great, great.
People are getting excited about it, Steve. They really are. Man. The momentum is starting to build, yeah.
People get ready.
Yeah, star studded, too.
The sand is coming. Mm-hmm.
You need a lot of money. Get on board.
No seminars.
No seminars.
All you need is faith to keep the diesel humming.
Yeah.
You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. Hey, man,
that?
I want to murder
listen
a couple
to
of
old schools. I want to hear y'all yeah. sing one together, man.
Oh, yeah, be crazy. Man. Murder a hit together, Steve. You want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
When will you have time, Steve?
Yeah.
I won't. Yeah. We have to do it right here on the show. I just dropped my track.
Be waiting
hey, this is what I do. I just lay my track down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then go on.
You know, like I'm a real recording artist.
Yeah.
I'm just coming in and lay my track down. Then I'm out, man.
They got to edit everything.
And I got to go, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, like he's Jay-Z.
He know the lingo.
Hey, but I go in and just lay it down. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Yeah!
All right, and you have to sing around.
You got to put that in there somewhere.
You have to sing around
and make
Jay.
It funny.
Yeah.
Oh, he do that, man.
Is he going to be singing in the Bahamas, though? Saying
oh, yeah.
So,
no, he is.
Are you going to sing, Steve?
Yeah. I'll by myself. I'm going to have grab hats and glasses and cigars. I'm going to be.
Yeah. Give the website man, one more time, Sand and Soul.
Sandandsoulfestival.com. Sandandsoulfestival.com. I've been trying to get in shape, man. I just ain't got no time.
I ain't
gonna
worry about
right,
it.
But man.
You didn't let it go?
No, I know there's going to be somebody fatter than me. Why put the pressure on myself?
For show,
for show. You can bet money on that one. Thank you for coming.
Need you.
I love it.
And you know what the funny part of that, Jay, is? The fattest person is saying the same thing
about me.
Somebody's going to be fatter than me.
Why work out?
I love that.
That's crazy. Sand and Soul Festival, October 6th through the 9th in the beautiful Bahamas. Please meet us there. Or beat us there, sure.
Yeah.
We're coming.
We're going to be there. We're bringing stars and performance, new edition.
So nice.
Edition.
In Vogue. Some
Salt
more.
Pepper.
Junior.
Keith Sweat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The list goes on.
Tank. Yeah.
Oh, ladies.
And then he could take his shirt off for real. He could just perform.
I don't like Tank when he do that. I'm hating on Tank.
I'm taking my shirt off. Yeah,
really, Jay?
All, it's going to be all. I'm going to be oiled up. It's not going to be pretty.
With flip-flops the whole night.
Flip-flops.
How about a lingerie volleyball
I like
tournament?
That, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Beats volleyball.
I don't like the fact Jay's oiling up.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What'd you say?
I don't like the fact Jay's oiling up.
That bothers
see,
you?
You might want to see no pawpaw breasts.
Wait for this.
He got pawpaw breasts.
And a thong.
Forget Speedo. That's way too much clothes.
I'm going up in there.
Sick and died ahead of again.
Now see this. Oh, now I know where I won't be. I won't be in the water. I know that much. I think I'll have a crisis on the island. And I know that.
And you better not be walking behind me.
That's a visual.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait.
That's going to be great, man.
It's going to be fun.
Great time.
Looking forward to it.
A lot of good times. And, Tommy, you know what, man? I ain't heard you say nothing like you was... You always, you know, putting a challenge out there, you know, like, you know, you do 20 pull-ups, you can jump over me, you could beat
Junior
running.
Him and Junior.
I ain't heard no challenge, man. Did you and Junior ever settle who was the fast?
No. Well, no need to settle it. Well, I mean, we already know.
After he shot his behind off that treadmill when we was working out, that I pretty much left that boy alone. Uh-huh. I said, that's not going to be good.
That was not what happened, Tommy.
Nah, I will challenge Jay to a thong dance contest. I'm not scared of it.
Tommy, you don't.
You don't
let me oil up and put this on you, boys.
You don't want nothing.
This will make you vomit.
Say what you want.
So I tell you what, I'll race Junior.
Okay.
Cool.
Thong dance you. And then, you know, you got to do something legit with Unc. Just like about, you know, who can do 20 chin ups before the other one? Right there. In a row. Now that's hard.
Tell you what, you're going to be tired as hell on that
First
island.
First of all, I can't do 20 push and pull-ups in a row.
Let's go down to 10.
I bet your ass can't either. So I just stand there and bet. And then you ain't going to out-dance Jay in the contest. And we'll get all this covered. It's only cracking. See y'all tomorrow. Y'all be good. God bless you. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. We out. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.